天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，又到了我们相聚的时间了，非常感谢您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。朋友们，有时候你会不会琢磨什么才是属灵的成功，什么是侍奉很多，什么是能言善语，那什么又是做事情很有能力很有效率？在困难面前，你会自己想办法解决，还是全心倚靠神，从容不迫地按照他的旨意而行呢？我们都知道玛利亚和马大的故事。当耶稣来到玛利亚和马大的家时，马大非常热情，忙忙碌碌地想要服侍耶稣，端茶送水，但是实在忙不过来，心中愁烦。看到玛利亚，嘿，他居然安安静静地坐在耶稣脚旁，聚精会神地听耶稣讲话。马大就向耶稣抱怨，玛利亚太休闲了，应该来帮忙才是。但是耶稣却说，玛利亚选择了上好的福分。我们成为基督徒，都想知道我们应当做什么才能讨神喜悦。今天，麦克牧师会给我们一条准则，告诉我们神喜欢我们如何对待他。那就让我们一起来听一听吧。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome once more to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，再度欢迎你收听我们的节目。
Today's message is part 5 of a series called You Want Me to Do What?
今天是你让我做什么？这个系列信息的第五讲。
These messages are based on the Old Testament book of Joshua.
这个系列信息出自旧约圣经的约书亚记。
And they are helping us to learn how to follow the call of God in our lives.
这些信息要帮助我们学习如何跟随神对我们生命的呼召。
When we hear that God wants us to do something,
当我们听见神要我们做些事。
Many of us are tempted to ask, you want me to do what?
许多人都忍不住要问，你让我做什么？
So let us review the first 4 answers to that question that we have been talking about so far.
现在就让我们温习一下直到今天我们所讲过的回应这个问题的头四个答案。
Answer number 1.
第一个答案是
Step up to what God is calling you to do.
回应神的呼召。要起来。
Answer number 2.
第二个答案是
is go into your enemy's territory to share Christ.
深入敌人后方去分享基督。
Answer number 3.
第三个答案是
cross the river of impossibility in your life with God's supernatural help.
靠神超越的大能度过人生艰难的大河。
And answer number 4.
第四个答案是
is yield to God's plan.
顺从神的计划。
And today we will learn about answer number 5.
今天我们要一起学习第五个答案。
Stay with God's program.
持守神的方案。
If you have a Bible, please turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verses 1 to 19.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻到约书亚记第六章一到十九节。
But I want to begin by saying to you that fear is one of those emotions that I never trivialize nor undermine.
首先让我告诉你，我从来不敢小看或低估恐惧这个情绪。
I have on several occasions experienced very painful fear.
我有好几次痛苦的恐惧经验。
I know how fear can be one of the most demoralizing experiences in the human existence.
我深深知道恐惧是人活着最令人沮丧的经历。
And there is nothing wrong with experiencing fear.
其实恐惧的经验并非坏事。
What matters is knowing how to overcome fear.
重要的是要懂得克服恐惧。
Because if fear is not overcome, it becomes an inescapable prison.
因为不懂如何克服恐惧，它就会成为逃脱不了的牢笼。
Continuous fear will rob you of your joy.
持续不断的恐惧会剥夺你的喜乐。
Continuous fear would deprive you of your effectiveness.
持续不断的恐惧会使你失去效率。
Continuous fear will steal your God-given potential.
持续不断的恐惧会偷走神赐给你的潜力。
Continuous fear is Satan's way of keeping you from testifying to God's salvation.
持续不断的恐惧是撒旦的武器，阻止你为神的救恩做见证。
And the only thing that will push down fear is faith.
唯一能压制恐惧的就是你的信心。
In my own life, I know that whenever faith is down, fear is up.
从我生命的经历，我知道每当信心低落，恐惧就会高涨。
And whenever faith is up, fear is down.
每当信心提升，恐惧就会消灭。
Just like a child's seesaw.
就像孩子玩的跷跷板，此起彼落。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
Courage is not the absence of fear, but it is fear overwhelmed by faith.
勇气并非无惧，而是信心胜过了惧怕。
In the book of Joshua, we see how God's people had the courage to overcome obstacles.
在约书亚记里，我们看见神的子民勇敢地克服障碍。
But sometimes modern Christians have allowed fear to prevent them from conquering the walls of Satan's domain.
然而现在基督徒往往容让恐惧拦阻他们去征服撒旦国界的城墙。
Fear prevents us from bringing down the walls of addictions.
恐惧往往拦阻我们攻破上瘾的高墙。
Fear prevents us from defeating temptation.
恐惧往往拦阻我们打败诱惑。
Fear prevents us from reclaiming our places of work and education and neighborhoods for Christ.
恐惧往往拦阻我们为基督夺回我们的职场、教育界和社区。
Fear prevents us from giving generously of ourselves to the work of God.
恐惧往往拦阻我们为神的事工慷慨奉献。
Fear prevents us from telling the world about the one who saved us eternally.
恐惧往往拦阻我们向全世界宣告拯救我们得永生的独一真神。
And one of the greatest examples of faith overcoming fear is here in the book of Joshua chapter 6.
在约书亚记第六章里记载了一个最伟大的实例，展示出信心如何征服恐惧。
The previous generation of God's people had died in the wilderness and never saw the promised land.
上一代的以色列人全都死在旷野，看不见应许之地。
Do you know why?
你知道其中的原因吗？
Because they were whining and complaining all the time.
因为他们总是发怨言，发牢骚。
They were murmuring and criticizing all the time.
他们不停地批评论断，闲言闲语。
No wonder God waited until that generation died in the desert to lead his people into the promised land.
难怪神等那一代的人都死光了，才带领他的百姓进入应许之地。
Let our prayer be, Lord, may this generation be like Joshua's generation.
让我们祷告说，主啊，让我们这一代就像约书亚的那一代人。
Lord, may this generation have the faith of Joshua's generation.
主啊，让我们这一代具有像约书亚那一代人的信心。
Lord, may this generation have all the courage and the victories of Joshua's generation.
主啊，让我们这一代具有像约书亚那一代人的勇气和胜利。
Joshua's generation could have asked, "You want me to do what?"
约书亚那一代人可能问过，你让我做什么？
Penetrate the impenetrable?
攻克那坚不可摧的。
Can't you see the fortified walls?
难道你没看见那固若金汤的城墙？
Can't you hear the taunting of the Canaanite?
难道你没听见迦南人嘲笑？
Can't you understand how mighty Jericho is?
难道你不明了耶利哥有多厉害？
Don't you know that they have advanced armory and advanced weapons?
难道你不知道他们的军备有多精良，武器多先进吗？
And furthermore, what is this divine strategy?
还有这神圣的战略是怎么回事呢？
Is that a joke or what?
不是开玩笑吧？
You want us to do what?
你让我们做什么？
March around the walls once a day, then be silent for 7 days?
一天围绕着城墙游行一次，静悄悄的连续7天。
Then march 7 times on the 7th day, blow trumpets and shout?
第七天则吹号角。并高声呐喊，围绕城墙7次。
What is that going to accomplish?
这么做能成就什么呢？
This has to be the most bizarre and nonsensical strategy we have ever heard of.
真是前所未闻，哪有这么疯狂又无稽的战略呢？
What is marching supposed to accomplish other than the enemy laughing at us?
这样游行能起什么作用呢？不过惹敌人笑话罢了。
What is marching outside the wall supposed to accomplish other than getting us killed by the enemy's spears?
在城墙外绕城游行有什么用呀？岂不是轻易地被敌人的矛枪刺杀了吗？
My listening friend, can you imagine the people saying that to Joshua?
亲爱的朋友，你能不能想象百姓这样对约书亚议论吗？
Even Joshua, who was a veteran of many battles, must have had his doubts.
即使是耶稣亚自己，他是身经百战的老兵了，也难免有疑惑。
But he responded with unquestioned obedience.
但他却毫无疑问的服从。
And that's what faith is all about.
这就是真实的信心。
It is expressed in obedience.
表现在绝对服从里。
Unless faith is expressed in obedience, it is just talk.
有信心却没有服从，不过是纸上谈兵。
A divine strategy might not make sense to me and you, but if God says do it, I'll do it.
神圣的策略对你我来说可能不合情理，然而当神说就这么做，我会照办的。
The plan may not seem logical, rational, or intelligent to my human understanding.
可能神的计划在人类的理解中看来不合逻辑，违反常理，不够精明。
But I will obey the commander in chief.
但我愿意服从最高统帅。
My listening friend, I want to ask you a very important question.
亲爱的朋友，我要问你一个很重要的问题。
What is your fortified city of Jericho that you are facing today?
今天你所面对的耶利哥城是什么呢？
What is your menacing obstacle that stands in the way of your victory today?
今天拦阻你得胜，可恶的障碍是什么呢？
What is the giant that is harassing you and taunting you today?
今天恐吓你，讥笑你的巨人是什么呢？
What is the hindrance that is keeping you from claiming your environment for Christ?
到底什么拦阻了你为基督夺取你的社区呢？
What is the past mistake that is holding you hostage?
是不是你过去所犯的错误劫持了你呢？
What power has you in its clutches?
你受制于谁的魔爪之下？
What is causing you to feel inadequate?
什么形成你的自卑感呢？
Is it fear of rejection or failure?
是对失败和被排斥的恐惧吗？
Is it fear of embarrassment of being taunted?
是对尴尬和被嘲笑的恐惧吗？
These fears are in one way or another associated with disobedience in our lives.
这些恐惧多多少少都跟我们生活中的不肯顺服有关。
So what is the answer?
那么答案是什么呢？
Follow God's plan.
服从神的计划。
What is God's plan?
什么是神的计划呢？
It is for you...to exercise a complete trust in God's promises.
就是要你操练完全信靠神的应许。
How do you do that?
你如何做到呢？
By spending adequate time with God and His Word in order that you may grow in intimacy with Him.
尽量花时间亲近神，读神的话，这样才能增进你和神的关系。
But how does it work practically?
在现实里做得到吗？
When you begin to develop intimacy with God, He is going to direct you.
当你开始亲近神，神就会指引你的。
Sometimes God is going to say to you, just love that person who's next to you and keep your mouth shut.
有时候神对你说，不要多话，默默地去爱你身边的那个人。
For some of you, you need to speak more.
某些人需要多说。
For others of you, you need to speak less and love more.
另一些人则要少说，多去爱。
Probably the hardest thing for these people under Joshua's leadership was staying silent for a week.
在耶稣亚率领之下的百姓，最难做的事可能就是一个星期都要保持沉默。
Here they are marching around the wall without a word.
他们一声不出地绕城一周。
The first day.
第一天。
The second day.
第二天。
The third day.
第三天。
The fourth day.
第四天。
My listening friend, I am convinced this must have been killing them.
亲爱的朋友，我相信他们一定烦死了。
Some of them probably could not stand all this silence and marching.
天天这样静悄悄的游行，其中有些人一定不耐烦了。
Others probably scoffed saying, Joshua thinks shouting and blowing the horns on the seventh day is going to give us victory?
也许有人讽刺说，耶稣亚真以为在第七天我们吹号角高声呐喊就能打胜仗吗？
Probably others began to compare him with Moses.
也许有人开始拿摩西来跟他做比较。
And they said, oh, he's not like Moses, who always listened to our opinions and cried out to God to change his mind.
他们说他一点也不像摩西，摩西总是听我们的意见，然后呼求神，神就会改变心意。
Not only that, but these people were always fighting among themselves.
不仅如此，这些百姓还常常起内讧。
They always fought among themselves, always argued, and they had trouble with each other.
他们常常打架、争吵、彼此找麻烦。
But on this mission, they were all united. No bickering, no complaining, and no selfish demands.
但这一次，他们却团结起来，没有口角，没有抱怨，也没有自私自利的要求。
This is a miracle in itself.
这本身就是个神迹。
I wonder how many of you, my listening friends, believe that if you are united together in prayer, can have victory.
亲爱的朋友，你们中间有多少人相信，只要同心合意的祷告，就可以获胜？
My listening friends, God is looking for people who can put their faith to work with unquestioning obedience.
亲爱的朋友，神在寻找那些无条件顺服他，使信心得以成就的人。
When you act in obedience, God acts in power.
当你采取顺服的行动，神就要运用他的大能。
When you act in obedience, God will work on the hearts that are most hardened.
当你采取顺服的行动，神就要在最刚硬的人心中动工。
When you act in obedience, God will manifest His awesomeness.
当你采取顺服的行动，神就要彰显他那可敬畏的威严。
When you do the possible, God will do the impossible.
当你做你能力所及的，神就要做你能力所不及的奇妙大事。
When you follow His strategy, He will give you success.
当你跟随他的策略，他就使你成功。
When you get on with his program, he will bless the simplest of things in your life.
当你按照他的方案开始运作，他将在你生活中最细微处赐福给你。
God will give you your Jericho and cause the walls to crumble.
神要把你的耶利哥赐给你，并推倒城墙。
God will melt hearts and confuse the enemy.
神使敌人心乱丧胆。
You remember when Jesus turned water into wine?
你还记得耶稣变水为酒的神迹吗？
He asked the servants to fill the jars with water.
他吩咐仆人倒满水缸。
Why did Jesus ask the servants to help?
为什么耶稣需要仆人帮忙呢？
Jesus had the power to click his fingers and make the water appear in the jars.
以耶稣的能力打一个响指，不就可以让水出现在水缸里了吗？
Oh, but Jesus wanted these people to have a part in the miracle.
但耶稣愿意让他们在这神迹中有份。
When Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave,
当耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活时，
He asked the crowd to remove the stone.
他叫群众把封墓石滚开。
The God who told the dead to rise could have clicked his fingers and the stone would have been removed.
叫死人复活的神，打个响指就可以叫大石自动滚开。
But God often wants to involve us in the miracle.
然而神往往愿意让我们参与他的神迹中。
When you do what you can do, God will do what only He can do.
当你做你能做的工，神就要做只有他能做的事。
When you reach out in love to the person who desperately needs to hear the message of salvation and redemption, God will soften hearts.
当你以爱心去接触那些迫切需要听福音信息的人，神就会软化他们的心。
When you let his light shine in your life, he will shine his light on the other person's heart.
当你让神的光照亮你的生命，同样的，他的光也会照亮别人的心灵。
The secret of success in Jericho was not Joshua's military ingenuity or his skills in the warfare.
打赢耶利哥这场仗的秘诀，不在于耶稣亚的军队多么精锐，或是他的战略多么高明。
Victory came because the people listened and obeyed the plan of God.
他们因为听从神的计划而得胜。
Victory came because the people followed God's strategy instead of asking God to follow them.
百姓因为跟从神的策略而获胜，并不是神跟着他们的计划而行。
And God will give you victory when you see your first task as an ambassador to be obedient.
当你身为大使，以服从至上，神就会赐你胜利。
If you sit in his presence unhurried and unflustered, he will give you the words to speak.
当你不慌不忙地坐在主面前等候，他会赐给你当说的话。
He is the God of the harvest.
他是丰收的神。
He knows when the fruit is ready and when it is not.
他知道果实是否成熟。
When you are calm and know that he is God, He will guide your words.
当你尊他为神，安静等候，他会引导你所说的话。
God will guide your steps and your mind.
神会指引你的脚步和你的心思。
God will bless your service and will destroy all of your fears.
神要赐福你的侍奉，消除你的恐惧。
I pray that you would join with me in following God's plan by trusting him completely.
我为你祈求，跟我一起全然信靠跟随神的计划。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目里再会。
非常感谢您的收听。在约伯记中，当约伯听完神蛮有力量的陈词时，他不得不谦卑降服下来。他说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻，谁用无知的语言使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。是啊，神是大能的神，我们仅仅是渺小的人。 如果我们需要他来掌权的话，就应该把主权都交给他，而不是自我拼出一条道路。我们要学习玛利亚安静地降服在神脚前，单单听他的话。你正处在困难中吗？有神为你征战，只要你愿意降服于他，让他的旨意成全。属灵的成功就是能够顺服在神的手中，顺服圣灵的带领。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。
我需要你生命里花